Robin Hood and His Merry Men. Many hundreds of years ago, a selfish king of England destroyed villages and farms in order to make royal forests where he might enjoy his favorite sport of hunting. He also passed severe laws to keep people from killing his deer. In spite of this, many men killed the deer and then fled into the deep forest to escape punishment. There, they formed into bands, and knowing the forests so well, were safe from the king's officers. Among all these outlaws, none was ever more famous than the hero of this story, Robin Hood. 1. Many hundreds of years ago, England was so covered with woods that a squirrel was said to be able to hop from tree to tree from the Severn River to the Humber River. But still, there were roads that ran from north to south and from east to west for the use of those who wished to travel. At certain times of the year, these roads were thronged with people. Pilgrims going to some holy shrine passed along, merchants taking their goods to market, abbots and bishops riding on horseback to attend the king's council, and more frequently still, a knight seeking adventures. Besides the broad roads, there were little green paths, and these led to clumps of low huts where dwelt the peasants, charcoal burners, and ploughmen. Here and there, some larger clearing told that the house of a yeoman was near. Now and then, as you passed through the forest, you might ride by a splendid abbey. Here you might catch a glimpse of monks in long black or white gowns, fishing in the streams that abound in this part of England, or casting nets in the fish ponds, which were in the midst of the abbey gardens. Or you might see a castle with round turrets and high battlements, circled by strong walls and protected by a moat full of water.